Welcome to Memory and Modernity, Modern Japanese Woodblock Prints of the Natural World. My name is Mai Lee, and I'm a student assistant here at the Trout Gallery. As I give a brief overview of the themes in this exhibition, I invite you to gander through the upper gallery, along the wall you see to your left upon entering. Begin with the image of black crows silhouetted against an ombre background of red and orange, and follow this wall around the perimeter of the show. This exhibition was curated by Dickinson College senior art history majors. The show presents a diverse body of woodblock prints that were produced in Japan over the first half of the 20th century. As you move through the images of bunnies, owls, insects, and monkeys, consider the variety of color palettes, compositions, and styles that you are seeing. It's hard to imagine that all of these could be part of one artistic movement. This is perhaps because the aspect uniting these works is their commitment to a blending of artistic tradition and not adherence to one cohesive style. These works came about in the context of profound changes that impacted all aspects of life in the late 19th century in Japan. During the Meiji Restoration, beginning in 1868, at the behest of its emperor, Japan re-entered the global economy, modernized and westernized at a rapid pace. The prints in this exhibition are part of the Shinhanga or New Print movement, which revived traditional printmaking methods in response to Western artistic styles and representational mediums such as photography that were introduced as part of Japan's modernization process. The Shinhanga style demonstrates a cultural memory of the rich artistic traditions of Japanese at the same time that it incorporates elements that reference emerging trends in modern art. While not as popular in Japan, Shinhanga prints enjoy great commercial success in the West, particularly in the United States, as a result of astute marketing and a now global economy. They were affordable for even a middle-class clientele and were bought most frequently by women for display in the home. To learn more about woodblock printing process, let us now turn to the set of 12 owl prints located at the end of the perimeter wall on the mezzanine. These are found in a rectangular case.